This episode of the Press Row Podcast is brought to you by Out of the Park Developments, makers of Out of the Park Baseball 20 and Franchise Hockey Manager 5. You can get both of those on Steam or directly from us at ootpdevelopments.com. And if you are an Origin Access Premier subscriber, you got Out of the Park Baseball 20 right there for you. Go check it out. Out of the Park Baseball 20, the beloved award-winning baseball strategy franchise that is brand new this year with all sorts of cool things like live services. You want to start playing the season as it is today, just hit the button, start playing the season as it is today, or go back in time through the entire history of baseball, or play in an online league, or play perfect team and compete in a persistent universe that restarts every single Monday morning, and you play a 162-game season that ends on Sunday night with the playoffs, and you can advance and have relegation and promotion to different kinds of leagues. And as you compete and battle with friends, you earn all sorts of great points. It's fantastic. Out of the Park Baseball 20 available today. Franchise Hockey Manager 5 available today. Thank you for listening to the Press Row Podcast. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Press Row Podcast. I'm Rich Grisham. Joining me this week, I'm so happy, Mr. Brian Weedy, a.k.a. Pasta Padre. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty well, Rich. We've got an exciting week. You know, it is July, and we're talking Madden already. We're talking playing Madden already.
I love it. It's
unusual. It's weird, kind of, in a way. Because as I noted on Twitter a little while back, Madden is out. Of course, if you have EA access or Origin access, but before some teams even reported to training camp,
but
it's unusual. It's not just before preseason, but I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just
right.
Unusual.
That's what we've been complaining about for years, is the compressed sports game release schedule. This fixes that problem, or fixes a big part of the problem.
It eases it. Doesn't fix it. September is still ridiculous. But Madden has to, without NCAA football, Madden has to kind of fill that window, move back.
Yes.
And it's not just because it benefits Madden in the sense of it has all that time there, but NBA 2K keeps moving itself back. Madden
it's
needs
now
that.
Late August. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's even more absurd.
But it makes sense. With no NCAA football, NCAA used to come out in mid-July. No NCAA football, training camps are open. Why not? The only reason why not, Brian, has nothing to do with economics. It has to do with just the development team. This team, and I'm going to ask them about it because we're going to have a couple of them on next week. This team has been squeezed and pressed for years because they've been moving the date up for the last two or three years straight, which I don't care what you think, it shrinking the development cycle by even a couple, two or three years in a row is a tremendous strain. And and that is a big deal too. But overall, in the scheme of things, if you're not going to have an NCAA football game, which we're not for at least the near term minimum, although Madden makes you realize that that can come back more quickly than probably most people did. This
in,
is the
in
time.
In some form.
In some
yes,
form. And this is the time for Madden now. Late July, training camps are open. I think it's really good. Personally, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying Madden. We'll talk all about it more now than I did this time last year, which is weird because this time last year, or not this time last year, but when Madden came out last year, my team was coming off a Super Bowl, a Super Bowl win. But I really just, and we'll talk all about it. I've played for about 4 to 5 hours, closer to five, and I've really enjoyed a lot that I played with Madden. So I'm very happy with the timing. I'm very happy with the fact that I can start playing it early through EA Access. Happy with a lot of stuff about it.
I feel similarly. It's difficult to kind of project ahead, which is something I did with Madden 19. I thought its longevity would sustain a little better than it did. I mean, I think we were a few weeks in, we were pretty much done and trying to find ways to make it interesting by turning it onto arcade mode. And what's funny is I was thinking about that, Rich, those discussions we had about playing on arcade. And I think there are elements. And I'm not saying that it came from those discussions that we had, but I think there are elements of what we liked about arcade that have been translated into the core game this year with the X Factors and the way that kind of delivers those dynamic moments that you saw in arcade mode, but does so in a way that's applies to kind of the players that should be doing it as opposed to, you know, everyone on the field. But I just kind of got that sense as I was playing. I'm like, this feels a little more like arcade, not in the sense that it's unrealistic. It's actually, I think, more realistic now as far as defining what the players can do, what they can deliver on the field. And that's what's gotten me the most excited. So gameplay, as far as I'm concerned so far, I'm really enjoying the gameplay, and it's more difficult. I don't know if you feel that way, but especially as I'm playing through Face of the Franchise and I'm going up against... so I got drafted by the Broncos.
Well, hold on.
We will get into that, where that comes around. But what I was trying to get to essentially was my season opened against the Raiders. I was able to score 35 points. We lost in overtime, but then, it was either that next game or the one after that, we played the Bears. And I think I scored 3 points, and it just, it's like, okay, so not only just the individual players are having an impact, but the teams as a whole, I definitely got a different feel for, having to face. So, that was just kind of to get us started there as far as what, you know, my impressions of the gameplay is that it's a lot different. It's still, maybe if you've played Madden over the years, it's going to feel real familiar in some areas, but what they've changed and what they've enhanced, it stands out in certain moments.
So I am having more success early than I have. I've had a really hard time with Madden the last couple of years, especially offensively. And I don't even play defense. I just play offense. I don't enjoy playing defense. It's nothing about the game itself. I just mentally, I don't want to pick the defenses, and I don't want to play a defensive position. It's just not enjoyable to me. And so I just play offense, and so that's my only impressions. And I'm more successful. Now, I've played two modes. I've played franchise mode, and I played face of the franchise, and we'll go through each separately. Mm-hmm. In franchise mode, I'm playing the Eagles, and Carson Wentz is pretty darn good. And I got Alshon Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson and Zach Ertz and Nelson Aguilar. The running crew is not particularly strong. It's Corey Clement and Smallwood. But those are good players, and I'm having some success. I still throw interceptions, not as many. Because I'm no different. I'm playing the same way, Brian. I mean, I can't play a different way. I'm not good enough, and I haven't played Madden. I didn't play a lot last year, as we talked about. So I'm enjoying it. I don't know specifically. I can't point to anything mechanically that's different. I don't even pay attention to that stuff. I'm just playing it, and I'm just having more success, but not tons of success, as we'll talk about. There have been some victories and some losses. So
right.
So let's start with what's new, and what's new is Face of the Franchise. Now, I played this today. Now, I'm playing Madden on my Xbox One X via EA Access. So that's how I'm playing it. Brian, I presume you're playing it the same way.
I started with EA Access, but then I received a review code. So
you
now I don't have the pressure.
Wow.
I don't have the 10-hour pressure.
No one's sending me any codes. Hello, anyone who's that has codes, I am available to get a code.
I received a code, not multiple codes to give away, like I've seen on Twitter all over the place.
Yeah, I'm not going to say my feelings are hurt, but, you know, my feelings are hurt. So anyway, so that's how I'm playing it. And so Face of the Franchise is the new thing. And it's not new per se, because Long Shot and then the follow-up to Long Shot happened the last couple of years. And it has elements of Long Shot. But it is also focused more on gameplay and includes a couple of football games that you play as a college football quarterback. So let's talk about that first, Brian. Yeah. What did you think of the opening hour or 45 minutes of, and I guess this is going to be spoilers, right? Because I want to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The first hour, you know, before we get to the pro stuff, the college years. What'd you think about that?
Yeah, it's so the narrative, the story around it, you know, it ties things together, essentially in the long shot way of things. But really, what you're showcasing here in this mode are the, like, stage to stage events. So, you know, getting an opportunity to play in college, in the college football playoff. So you first, I think it's you create your player, obviously, but then you have your signing day, and we've got the 10 teams, the 10 universities that are licensed.
No,
right?
Alabama. Boo.
Yeah, I don't think Alabama plays well with EA. They were one of those schools that were not real happy back in the lawsuit days. So we got 10 teams. So you had like Texas and Oregon who were in Madden a couple years ago.
I chose USC because it was the best of a bad lot. Who did you choose? Washington?
Texas. I chose Texas. There. Yeah, Texas because my brother likes Texas.
There you go.
I'm not particularly a fan of any of them either.
It's a great helmet, though. It's a great helmet.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have, if not for my brother, I think I would have went with LSU. But I went with Texas, and then it gives you a chance to kind of shape your character.
Yes.
So you're deciding on your player type and your personality type.
Yes.
And I think that's cool because that actually plays a role in how you will perform on the field. So I chose aspects that reflected me a little better. So I chose improviser for the quarterback.
I chose field general.
Okay. Yeah, you are more of a pocket quarterback, I think,
if I remember right.
That's
all I am, yes.
Yeah, and I am someone who has used Russell Wilson for, exactly, you know, 7 years.
Yeah.
So that's how I play.
Of course.
So we reflected it there. And also, like, personality as far as, are you a team player? Or are you I think it's intensity is the other part of it. And so you get opportunities to choose and respond to questions and things.
I love that.
Starts to shape.
Yeah. I thought that was really well done. And it wasn't overly long. And it was well done. I thought I liked it.
Yeah. And really, it's neat seeing the college stuff back.
Loved it.
And a lot, I'm sure some of the assets, especially like the audio, was transferred over because I heard FSU's crowd chant and things like that.
Oh, yeah. There was all sorts of bands playing music and stuff. So first of all, how did you do in your first game in the college semifinal? And by the way, it was weird. I don't exactly understand what happened, but basically the story is you are...
You're the backup.
You're right, but you're a high school stud who is recruited heavily by the school that you've chosen, and then as soon as you're ready to start playing, they get a better recruit. And then all of a sudden it's 4 years later and you're on a bus and then you're going to the national championship semifinals and then you're playing. But they don't explain exactly what happened and why you're playing. And then at one point during that semifinal game, they were about to tell the story of what happened to the starting quarterback, but I threw a pick six as they were starting to tell that story. So that cut it off.
Oh, no.
And I never heard the story. So that was weird.
Yeah, maybe I heard it. I don't remember.
Oh, so you don't know either.
No, I don't. It's not realistic in the sense that if we were both 5-star recruits, I would, you know, my character or your character would not have sat behind the quarterback. They
for
were
four
transferred.
Years for 4 years.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
Not one
so
year.
That's
4 years.
Yeah. Not. Yeah. So essentially you're getting the opportunity, though, to show what you got in the college football playoff. I believe the starter was injured or something along those lines. And so if I remember, they might have in the Good Morning Football segments might have mentioned something like that.
I missed it somehow. My bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, so how did you do in your first game?
So I don't remember.
Well, I'll tell you how I did.
No, we won. We won. Okay. I don't remember the scenario. I'll tell you the scenario once we get to the championship game.
So I won the semifinal. I threw six touchdowns and two interceptions.
Okay, now I do remember. I threw four touchdowns, one interception.
I kind of feel like that first game was on easy setting because I was completing almost everything.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either. I just kind of feel that way because
I don't think so. I think it's on whatever you have as default.
Okay,
well, so it would have been like all pro.
Yeah. So then in the championship game, I was terrible. And we lost, and I threw three interceptions and a couple of touchdowns after promising the sick little girl.
You did
it?
Did you promise her?
I promised four touchdowns.
Oh, why would you? Oh, because you threw six the game before.
Exactly.
I didn't promise. I said, no, I'll give you a signal I'm thinking of you, something like that.
Oh, I didn't even get that option, or I didn't. Yeah, I just said, I'm going to throw four touchdowns.
Yeah, well, I said, no, I'm not going to do that. That's asking a little much.
Well, it was. It was ridiculous, clearly, because I didn't do it.
Yeah. So in my game, I think I threw two touchdowns. One touchdown, no interception. It was a lower scoring game.
We won 16. Did you win the national championship?
Yes. Okay. Yes. We won 16-15, and I let us down for a field goal to take the 16-15 lead, and then it simulated the defense. We got the stop, and I was able to kneel it out. And so we won the national championship like that. So I had a good game, but it was definitely not like the offensive explosion we saw in that first game. So maybe you were onto something there. Maybe they just made the CPU team that you chose for that first game not as good. The championship game was much tighter.
Now, the championship game was fine until late in the third quarter when I threw – the first interception, and then I threw two more interceptions. So it went from a close game to a blowout late, unfortunately. So we lost, and I get drafted in the fourth round by the Cincinnati Bengals. And again, I don't know what's happening with you, but you know, I got a meeting with an agent, and I said something he didn't like about my former high school coach, and he's like, and then I guess he decided not to be my agent, because then when I'm at the combine, this other dude comes up to me and says, I'm now your agent. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah. And by the way, I like all the silliness. I like all the silliness of these cutscenes, right? It's better than trying to be super serious, although there is some serious stuff too. I got drafted.
You skipped one step. You skipped one step, though. How did you perform at the combine?
I was 15 out of 24, so not great.
Okay. So you lost the championship game, 15 out of 24, and then you went in the fourth round.
Correct.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I won the championship game. I went 20 of 24 and got drafted. I actually saw it. I thought it was 26th, but it was actually 23rd. To the Denver Broncos, who I believe traded up.
So a first-round draft pick.
Yes.
Nice.
And I know I've seen
on
Twitter.
That's very different. So you were at the draft then.
I was in the green room.
I was not at the draft because I got a phone call before the draft saying, we're not letting you come to the draft.
So,
and then I watched the draft in a dingy hotel room with my scummy agent.
Okay. I was going to say, so you didn't have the moment walking up on the stage with the jersey.
No,
screenshotted. I screenshotted and threw on Twitter. I'm asking people where they got drafted.
No, I was in a dingy hotel room. With my de facto agent, watching it on TV. My phone rang right before they announced it on TV, and it was in Cincinnati Bengals, and it was the fourth round. It was very sad, very depressing scene. But, I mean, better to get drafted than not, I suppose. You know, had I gotten like, 3 for 24 at the combine, maybe I wouldn't get drafted at all. But that's funny that we've had very different experiences in this mode.
Yeah. I wonder if you lose in the semifinal, have a terrible combine. I wonder what happens there.
You probably
go undrafted or something.
Free agent, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd imagine. That's interesting. And so after the draft, did you get into the NFL yet? Have you done anything NFL-wise yet?
Yes. So I was drafted. I went to the Bengals. Had a very interesting Uber ride, by the way.
Yeah, that was probably, to me, that was the weakest part of the story so far.
That was very strange. Although, again, I do like the tone of all the cutscenes. I really do. I like a little bit of the silliness. You know, I like it. I'm a fan. And also, by the way, I also like this process so far, because, you know, we had a lot of people, and myself sort of, although I did like Long Shot. You know, one of the things people didn't like about Long Shot was that the football parts weren't really Madden. So, like, you had to learn a new thing. The football mm-hmm. parts of this are just Madden, right? The Madden that we've known forever. So I like that. So anyway, went and played the first quarter of the preseason. Did mm-hmm. well. I passed for a touchdown and had over 75 yards of offense.
I forgot to ask, what was your rating going in?
70.
70 versus my 79. Okay.
Wow, that's a pretty significant gap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a 70 that's overall. Cool. And and so I played the first quarter of the first preseason game, and I did well. I did throw an interception on the first drive, but then I did throw a touchdown on my last pass, which was, you know, with about 25 seconds left in the first quarter. So I had an inauspicious start. I threw an interception on third down on my first drive. But then I had a much stronger rest of the first quarter. And that's all you get was the first quarter. They tell you, we're going to play you in the first quarter. So, like, I really worked hard to get that touchdown in at the end of the first quarter. And now I'm heading into week two, where they just told me that I am going to be playing the whole first half. That's where I've gotten.
That's where you're at. Okay. Yep. So I am into my sixth game of the regular season now. So preseason went okay. I don't think I played well enough that I should have been made the starter, but I am the starter. So I jumped Joe Flacco. I know you've got to jump Andy Dalton.
And I haven't even met Andy Dalton. Like, I don't know if the quarterbacks come into this, but like...
I haven't. No, I don't think so.
Okay, so clearly there's none of that stuff going on.
So, yeah, I mean, I wonder if that's based on ratings. I mean, if you've got a 70 and Dalton's, I don't know, what is he, like, going to be around 80, low 80, something like that?
You got to think at least that, right?
Yeah, so I wonder if they won't jump you for that. Whereas I had 79, didn't have a great preseason, but I think that's probably rated higher than Flacco is right now. So, so now I'll tell you about my regular season because we are 1-4, and it's not necessarily that I'm playing poorly. My teammates, man. Okay, you're gonna have AJ Green, and you've also got some good running backs. Your offensive line isn't going to be very good. The Broncos are not really my style of team, so it's been a bit of a struggle. I've thrown some picks, and but there have been a lot of dropped balls and a lot of fumbles from my teammates. And also, my teammates are so. I don't know if you noticed from preseason, you may have, but in the college portion of this mode, you play Madden. You play the games like you play a normal Madden game. Once you reach the NFL and you play in the games, you're only playing your quarterback. So you're not switching onto a receiver to catch. You're not controlling the running back.
I have no problem with that.
Right. I'm just saying it's a totally different approach.
It is very different.
You're much more reliant on your teammates.
Yes.
And so from what I've seen, so Bengals, that's the first time I heard somebody going to the Bengals. But from what I've seen mostly on Twitter, it's Broncos, it's Dolphins. I think I saw Raiders. It's teams that would actually potentially take a quarterback to take over for their team. So you're not seeing Patriots, Seahawks. Nobody's jumping those quarterbacks. Nobody's going to those teams. So they're not great teams you're being drafted onto. So the talent around you isn't spectacular. So it's been kind of a struggle. But so as a quarterback, so you're just controlling yourself there. Man, I'll tell you, these X factors. So I mentioned we scored 35. In that first game against the Raiders, because there's really no one on defense I have to worry about with the Raiders. But then I faced Khalil Mack on the Bears, and I faced Calais Campbell on the Jaguars and Joey Bosa on the Chargers. And every play, I have to identify where they are on every play, roll out the opposite direction or keep a running back in. To try and check them or hot route my tight end to block.
If that's what's coming, I'm headed for trouble because I don't do pre snap block reads or whatever the heck you're talking about.
Yeah. So this is the biggest difference, right? I think maybe to an extent you would have done this too. You accounted for those guys in the past. You'd be like, all right, there's Aaron Donald. I'm not going to run at him. But what I figured out very quickly is I have to change what I'm doing. I have to change my game plan. I have to change the type of plays I'm calling. I have to get the ball out faster when those guys are around. I have to look where they are. And just immediately, like this last game I played was the Chargers. Bosa just immediately beating my tackle. And I'm like, I have to step up in the pocket and get rid of the ball. And so not only am I getting sacked. And so each one of those guys that I mentioned probably had 3 or 4 sacks despite that.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but anytime they get near you, and this is like one of those X factor type things, your passes go just totally awry, like accuracy wise, all over the place. Oh yes. Thank you. All over the place. Because you're combining that their pressure with your lower accuracy ratings in the game. So that is what I want to play. I can't wait to play. I don't know who I'm up against next. But
what you just said is what's key here. I'm really enjoying this. I'm really enjoying Face of the Franchise, and I'm also enjoying my franchise mode with the Eagles, which I'm playing just offense only. That's all I do, which is another reason I like Face of the Franchise. It caters to what I like, which is playing offense and, more importantly, playing quarterback. That's what I like to do.
I was going to say also one of the inherent problems with a mode like this is that, look, you're the quarterback. Why would you do anything but throw the ball, right? Every play, for the most part. There was I think it was after the second game, my running back, Philip Lindsay, says, hey, I need more touches. And so you can kind of agree or disagree with him. I agreed. And then it showed me that I would get an XP boost if he had at least 12 touches and at least 100 yards or something like that.
12 touches. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's like every play. Because you only get, 25?
It feels like it.
25 snaps a game, yeah, maybe.
It feels like it, unless you can no huddle and things like that.
But on the opposite, like if you want to milk it, you can totally milk it, right? Like you could play a quarter in 6 plays if you really wanted to.
So here's the irony in that, right? So I like that because I'm like, all right, so now it's not just all about me putting up stats. So first play of the game, next game, I hand it off to him. He has a really nice run. It was like 12 yards. He's injured, out for 5 weeks.
Yeah, so I've had some injuries too.
So I failed that goal, and so I'm just back to throwing all the time.
Right. Right.
So that was funny. So through 5 games, so I started 79 overall. Through 5 games, despite, I don't know, I might have like 12 touchdown passes and 6 interceptions.
That's good.
It's good, but we're 1-4,
That's bad.
It's mostly because we've been trailing, and like I said, I'm just throwing.
Right.
I'm 87 overall already. So this is not like NBA. This is not an NBA 2K mode. First of all, this is not a microtransaction mode, which is important.
That's a good point.
This is not. You're not paying to upgrade your player. You're upgrading your player through the natural progression of the season.
That's a very good point.
So I'm at 87 overall. So this is a mode that obviously it wants to reward you. It wants you to be good. It wants you to feel good and perform well. And so maybe we'll see that that kind of stuff start to get a little easier for me as my guy gets better. So, you've got a long, you've got a higher mountain to climb though.
Yeah. And I enjoy it. I like it. I like it a lot. I have no idea if I'm going to keep liking it. And like I said, I've only played it today. And I played it for 2 hours, and I just told you my entire experience. But I thoroughly enjoy it. Thoroughly enjoy it. I'm getting some weird bugs every once in a while. Things that I don't remember. Like twice tonight when I was playing, I threw the ball, and the receiver, after he caught it, sort of like froze and then was started just slowly like sinking, and his leg was like spinning awkwardly and wildly, and like guys were still trying to tackle him because he wasn't officially down. And I was like, if he fumbles the ball right now, because he's just getting pummeled mercilessly by 4 defensive linemen over and over again. Luckily it didn't. It happened twice which was weird. The cut scenes are a little janky sometimes, and I'm definitely getting, you know, occasional like menu screens that pop up with just, you know, the A button and no other text on the page, like weird stuff here and there. But it's, you know, it is basically early access, like literally, right? It's early on EA access. So, you know, but it's certainly nothing that has really caused me any problems. Have you played any franchise mode?
You know, I went into franchise. I have not played through it yet. I mean, that's basically the next step I'm taking in my review process. But
franchise mode, offense only, just the fact that they give you that big button that says, do you want to play offense only? I love that. I know it's not new, but I love it anyway. Just playing offense only and it understanding, the game understanding that, it does such a nice job. When I say I want to play offense only, which is every game, boom, like 2 seconds later, all right, here's the situation, go play.
It's very quick. I'll tell you
very
what.
Very quick.
One of the things I've liked about Madden in recent years, but it's been built upon even more now, is that Madden, more than any other sports game, I think, and especially if you compare it to NBA 2K, this might be one of the few areas where you would, I think, anyone would agree, is that Madden doesn't waste your time. You've got the button to skip through anything you want to skip through.
It's great.
Now they took out things like getting to the line of scrimmage on no huddle.
Yes.
And having a runoff instead.
Yes.
Breaking the huddle after plays, like things that I initially thought was kind of a questionable decision to implement.
It's good.
But actually, I actually appreciate in the end.
So I'm glad you mentioned that, Brian, because you know me, I'm a big treadmill game player. Like that's what I do. And that's most of the time, those are sports games. And March to October has been my treadmill game for a long time now. By the way, Brian, March to October is amazing. It's amazing. It's better. I'm on my fourth one now. Right now I'm playing with the Rays on All-Star and it's spectacular. But anyway, I got two Madden franchise games in a 46-minute treadmill session. That's 3 miles that I go in 46 minutes. And I got two games in. Like, that's good, right? Basically, you know, if I'm doing that, and I only work out at home, usually on the weekends now, because I work out at my office the rest of the time. But I get, you know, so basically that means I'll play an entire season in like 2 weeks just on the treadmill. That's really good. Like, to your point, and again, I'm playing offense only, but two full games, offense only, in 46 minutes, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah. It's they've done some good work in that area, and obviously we have like the Xbox One X, so we've seen loading times reduced. And when we get to the next generation of consoles, Rich, that might be the elimination of loading times essentially might be the best feature for sports games, considering how in and out of things you are in these games.
So I want to talk to you about that. So anything more you want to talk about Madden? You know, the Madden 20 that we're playing via EA Access right now.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of things, obviously, that I'm going to go into in my review, which I think will be out on Monday at Sporting News. And I don't really need to hit on them now. We'll talk about a lot of them, I'm sure, when we get to our review roundtable. I mean, I think just going down the list a little bit, the X factors, they make the player stand out. You have to account
like
for those players.
By the way, visually, Brian, I like when in a couple of games when I was playing, when there were defensive X factors, when they tackle you, you kind of see it like light up and sparks fly off of it.
Yeah.
It's not like crazy. It's just a really nifty little visual cue that lets you know, oh, that guy's good. Like
I want to know.
I like that.
I want to know. That. It's important to see where they are on the field too.
It's a really good visual cue to you, the end user. Very well
done. Yeah. There's things like I posted a GIF of a fade in the end zone that actually worked, which would have been incomplete or intercepted in previous Madden's.
Left bumper for that?
Yes.
You did? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good to know.
And you could see the receiver and the defender kind of hand fighting, and then my receiver got in better position and pulled it down. So I haven't really played around with the RPOs yet. But I think there's a lot of potential there.
And they show up all the time, and I play with the Eagles. I should probably know how to do this. How do you do the RPO?
Well, that's what I have to figure out.
Oh,
I know how to do I know how to do read option. I think it's similar. I mean, you have to make a decision almost immediately whether you're going to hand it off.
You have to press the A button when the dude's right next to you. Is that what you got to do, basically? If you want to hand it off, otherwise you're going to throw a pass. I think that's
it might
what
be
I'm
the
doing.
Other way around. I don't know. That's something I have to figure out now. But you have to make that decision quickly because your offensive linemen are run blocking. So if they get more than two yards down the field, you're going to get a penalty.
Oh, that's happened to me a couple times. By the way, penalties. I'm glad.
Right, that was what I was going to hit on next. Penalties.
So my experience with penalties has been a lot of defensive
face masks.
A lot of them. Which, by the way, since I play offense only. Thank you, but it's a little much.
Yeah, no, I have that written in my notes here. Is that penalties so far? I've seen about 30 face masks, and I've seen one defensive pass interference and one offensive holding.
I've had three defensive pass interferences. Including one in like my first game that I played on a pass that I threw deep. And so I got the ball at the 1 yard line because of it. I was like, wow, I don't remember that ever happening in a Madden. And I don't know if I like it or not, by the way. I don't like penalties in Madden. I understand.
We've had this debate.
Right.
I know.
We're not going to do another 10 minutes on it. I understand that it's authentic. I completely understand it. I just still don't like it. It's just, to me, is not fun. Because it's not something that's a direct result of something that I'm doing. But I understand. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so when you brought up franchise, just a couple things I would note. I went in and I edited players. I added X factors to them. It was kind of cool. You can do that. You can add X factors. And then I think it just chooses for itself what X factor ability you get.
What's up, Rocky? Rocky?
No, that was actually a different dog. That's okay. Archie this time. Hey, you guys chill out. All right.
I love those dogs.
We're recording at their dinner time, so this is an issue. This might become a bigger issue shortly. And then the other thing is, if you remember, there was that fog of war type hidden abilities, hidden traits in NHL last year, and they kind of bring that in as far as the players this year. So, I mean, I think franchise mode is going to benefit mostly from what has been done to gameplay, and it's less so franchise specific.
So
franchise and presentation. This is a difficult game for me to evaluate this year because I feel like the gameplay has taken a big jump, but then you have like presentation and franchise, which did not do the same thing.
I don't know the gameplay has taken a big jump. Maybe it has. I don't know it has because I still see weird things happening. Like when I throw passes in the flat, my guys they stop.
Oh, well, this is kind of what I was getting at as far as my teammates suck in that mode is that not only that kind of stuff, but it's like awareness of the line to gain where I'm like, no, go forward, get the first down and like clock running down and they don't go out of bounds, that kind
of
stuff.
And I put a lot
of that control them.
On me sometimes too, right? Like I have a tendency if something doesn't go right, like I have a hard time making screens work, and you shouldn't have a hard time making screens work if you time it properly. And it's not just screens, but it's like it's balls in the flat. And typically when a guy is running, I don't know what it's called, but when you're running to the sideline instead of vertically and you throw it there, just a lot of times their momentum ceases. And then by the time they can even start to think about moving forward again, they're getting tackled. Those things and the defensive face mask, like we talk about them now, in 2 weeks they'll be gone because those are the things that they will adjust and tweak and they'll disappear. It's the momentum and things like that.
Yeah, sideline awareness has been an issue for decades.
Right, right. But again, I wonder, like, is it just me with this momentum thing? Am I just not doing it right? I'm still not convinced it's not me not doing it right.
No, I don't think it's you because I have the same feeling towards it, especially when you play this mode where you don't control them. Like in some sense, you throw towards the sideline, to a running back out of the backfield, and he goes straight out of bounds, or it leads him out of bounds. But in when you're playing normally, you might be able to make a quick cut right at the sideline and get upfield.
Right.
And then also a lot of contested balls, like 50-50 balls that just I don't know if I feel like they're balanced properly yet. Just so many of them getting knocked away single coverage. Yeah. But then again, I've played mostly with the Broncos. Emmanuel Sanders, not that type of receiver. I don't have an X factor guy at receiver, so that may be different when you have one of the great ones. So we'll see.
I just my overall thing is I'm enjoying playing the game. I don't want to keep playing it. I could totally see me getting to the end of this 10 hours and wanting to keep on playing. I could totally see that. And I don't know that I felt that way last year, although I didn't have to make that decision because I got the game. But I'm just overall I'm feeling better about Madden this year than I did last year. I don't know if it's the timing. I don't know if it's the gameplay adjustments. I don't know if it's face of the franchise because I didn't even start playing that till today. But now I'm playing two things right now that I want to keep playing. Like when I'm done with this show and I edit it and deliver it, hopefully I can get another 30 or 45 minutes of it in. And I don't even know if I want to play both face of the franchise and my Eagles franchise because I'm doing well in my Eagles franchise. I'm 3-1. I lost the first game opening game in overtime to the Redskins because I was stupid and I just didn't play smartly and put the game away. And then I won 3 in a row and I'm really enjoying that. And I want to keep playing it. I want to play both of these things. And I don't remember having that kind of feeling about Madden 3-4 hours in last year. And it's been what, 2 or 3 or 4 years, Brian, since we've had a serious online league. Like these are our online Maddenlings used to be a big part of our, relatively speaking, a big part of our lives, certainly our video game lives, and just, for many, many reasons, right? People are busy and different parts of their lives. We just haven't done it. But, I'm just feeling good about this Madden right now. I know it's early. I know it's EA Access, but I'm bullish on this year's Madden for reasons I can't articulate that much other than it just feels kind of fun right now.
It's different. And I think it really goes to the X factors. And when we look at face of the franchise, I think we're enjoying this. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be like your MLB The Show mode, Rich, where you're going to want to replay it again. That's the only downside to it.
Yeah, but is it a downside? Really? Not wanting to replay something? How often do I replay anything in anything? I really don't. Not very much.
Yeah. I'm just saying we're enjoying this now. It's very possible that we'll be done with Face of the Franchise before the game actually officially releases.
That's fine. That's a fair point. That's a fair point. Yeah. But just because we will be doesn't mean that other people won't. And again,
that's not what I'm saying. As far as longevity, as far as are we still going to be playing Madden regularly by the time the NFL regular season starts?
That's a great question. That's a great question. You and I may or may not, the Ultimate Team people will be.
Mm-hmm.
They will be because that's what they're going to be doing, and obviously that's a big chunk that we're going to need to talk about after it's out there. The Ultimate Team, and I haven't played it, but like it's not the full real Ultimate Team yet. It's not going to be until the game officially releases because I don't think they want any complaints about access and right. people getting a jump start. So. We'll get the Ultimate Team guys on to tell us all about how that's going too, which will be interesting to hear, right? As bullish as we are on the modes that we play, how are the Ultimate Team guys feeling? Because that really drives a lot of the post-launch. Well, it drives a lot. It drives everything post-launch for Madden, right? His Ultimate Team and what they deliver every week and the players and the tournaments and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's more overwhelming than ever, I suspect.
I don't think it got smaller. I'd be surprised if it got smaller.
They don't tend to do that. They don't tend to go backwards. we'll get into that later.
It's fun. I'm just having fun with it, and it's nice that I can play it on EA Access, right? I know people make fun of me because I talk about how great EA Access is and Xbox Games Pass and all those things, but I like the services. They're really good, and this is a great example of why, for people like me who love sports, sports video games, EA Access is a no-brainer. And I'm doing EA Access on Xbox. You can get it on PlayStation now, which is a big deal.
And look, 10 hours is significant.
I'm going to finish Face of the Franchise and probably at least my first season of the Eagles franchise. That's a decent chunk of football.
Yeah.
In that 10 hours.
Yeah. No, I mean, if there's one thing you can't criticize EA for, it's hiding their games. Like, you can, for $5, just $5 if you want to pay for a month, you'll know within 10 hours whether you want to buy the game or not.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think that's great that you have the ability to play it. And they had I didn't really like the way they handled it, but they had the beta also. I mean, it's just Madden has issues, and I think the last couple of years have been pretty flat for Madden. I was thinking about this, and I was like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to be able to rate Madden 20 yet. I haven't played enough yet to really settle on anything, but I feel like Madden 20 is potentially going to be in the top three of this last decade.
Well, it's what it's spanning supposed to be, right?
Madden 11 to Madden 20, I would say, I don't think it would, right. I don't think it would necessarily be better for its time than maybe Madden 13 and Madden 17. But yeah, we're at the end of the generation. This is when the game's supposed to be the best.
Exactly. This is the time. This should be the best one because this is the last one that gets, you know, all of the attention. And in fact, it's not even getting all the attention because the first one that launches for the next-gen consoles is next year.
So this is what I was.
They're already working on that and have been, but still, a significant focus of resources are still on this game, and it's the last one that's really going to be the big boy. Everything else is now, you know, second string on this console.
You mentioned the release dates moving back and back and back earlier and earlier and earlier. Well, yeah, so there's that squeezing them. And then there's also, resources surely already going towards the next system, the version that'll be on the next system. So
gotta hit the next gen. Gotta have FIFA and Madden next gen.
Do you feel like we're going to see a jump from the consoles, or is it just going to be kind of a transition? Do you think it's going to be the same game on both systems?
I think it's going to
kind of see now.
I think it's going to be exactly what happened last time. Do you remember, Brian, Madden didn't look significantly better when we went from Xbox 360 to Xbox One and PS3 to PS4, but it played a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gonna be the same thing. I don't think, first of all, we haven't even said a word about it. Madden looks really good. In a lot of places, in a lot of ways, Madden looks really good. It just does, okay? So I don't know what they're going to be able to do. Obviously, they'll have more to work with, but I don't think it's going to be a big visual leap. I really don't. I think it's going to be more about, okay, wait, we can do some things that we've never been able to do under the covers. And because, again, remember what happened last time. I remember to this day, I went to an event in New York City that EA was doing, and I wrote about it, and I probably – no, I know I recorded. There's on this feed, this Press Row podcast feed, there's a me and TJ interviewing Rex Dixon outside on a bench on a balcony in a New York City, spot that apartment building, but some sort of space that you rent to have events like this, you know, and they had the game. And TJ and I walked in, and we saw the game, and we're like, wait, is that – that's like looks just like the 360, and we were like, whoa. But and then we played it a little bit, and it was, you could tell it was just smarter and better. But again, do you remember how subtle it was? Uh-huh. How the game didn't look a whole lot different, but it just played better. That's what I think is going to happen with all of these games. I think it's going to be much more like a slow burn where you're going to play FIFA, and I think I'm completely hypothesizing, by the way, 100%. I think players are just going to move a little smarter and a little better, and you're going to have better awareness of crowds and better stitching together of moves from the AI and the computer. And I think it's going to be more subtle. I don't think it's going to be like, whoa, you know, the PS5 Xbox Next is going to make it look so much better. How much better? And I know the answer is a lot. Really, how much better can these games get? How much better looking can these things possibly get?
Well, we don't know until it happens.
Right. Good point.
Like most people would have said that PS2 times, like, wow. You
know, true. That's why. And that's why amazing. I say the answer is a lot, right? The answer is a lot better. It's just hard for somebody like me who doesn't work in that specific field of advanced 3D, you know, animation and modeling. How much better can this stuff get? Because it's not just about the art, it's about everything, right? Just because the art looks good, you know, there's so much that goes into making these games. And that's another reason it's going to be so fascinating. The video game industry is changing in so many ways, Brian, right? Like, as it moves from unit sales to subscriptions and from physical to digital, sports games, how they're going to evolve over the next 5 to 10 years. Going to be, you know, are we eventually going to get to that thing that we've been talking about, which is just these games as a service? Will they continue to be annualized? All of this stuff is going to be so fascinating, and it all starts next year. A new generation, you know, what the focus of the game is going to be, how it's going to look, how it's going to play. Man, unbelievable stuff. Can't wait. So exciting. So exciting.
Yep. Yeah, it would definitely be interesting. But for now, Rich, I think I got to get back to my face of the franchise. I'm facing the Titans, who have no X factors. So I'm expecting to have my best offensive game of the season.
I'm going
to
go win another game with the Eagles, and I'm going to go play my whole first half in preseason week two. By the way, what's your quarterback's name?
Oh, Pasta Padre.
Mine is Rich Grisham. Good to know.
Wow. We really got creative.
We went for
there.
It, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, 40-ish Rich Grisham out there rolling around, falling down.
You just got through 4 years of college, man. Congrats.
Hey, I still have 4 years of eligibility. I can get back in there if I want to.
Absolutely. All right, man. It was fun. Fun was catching up. Fun. So, yeah, we'll talk more Madden soon. I know you've got interviews coming up.
Yeah, and we got Mike Young and Clint Oldenburg coming up in a week. And then after that, we'll have our review roundtable. We'll get all of our good friends back together, and we'll dive deep into it after everybody's had a chance to play it and we've seen what's really happened. Because doing a review of Madden now is kind of silly. Doing a review of Madden a week or two after it's out, that actually makes a lot more sense these days. So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that. I'm posting a review before then.
Look, you got to make a living, right? I get that.
Yeah, but like we've talked about before, again, I kind of have to project in and go based on historical Madden. How things have played out. So
I'm
we'll see.
So glad I don't have to do that anymore. I wouldn't know what to do. I'm serious. Like if I had to go write an actual review of Madden, I wouldn't have the slightest idea what to do anymore. How do you
There's
run
no
into
science.
This game? How do you do it?
There's no science to it. Like it's mostly based off feel.
What can you possibly say about Madden 20 that you? And I don't mean this in a negative way, Brian. What can you say about Madden 20 that you haven't said? Again, unless you're talking to people who are playing the game, you know, daily and having a conversation. But in a review, what can you say about Madden 20 that you haven't said about Madden 10 through 19?
Well, there would be a few things. No, there would be a few things. The face of the franchise would appeal to a different type of player, I think. The X factors change gameplay. There's no doubt about it. Like I was telling you.
Good.
I was telling you how they affected the way I had to play. I had to change the way I played. And then the rest of the stuff is just here's what's new and here's how it changes things.
This is why you're professional. That's well done, right?
Yeah. So it's always interesting how you approach a review for a game like this because are you reviewing it like you haven't played it before, or are you reviewing it like you're a year-to-year player and you kind of have to balance the two?
Nope. I can't. Yeah. I wouldn't know what to do anymore.
Yeah. There's almost no point to it, but I'm still going to do it.
I can think of at least one good point to it. So,
yeah, maybe. All right, Rich. It was fun.
It was.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to talk
a lot more.
Roundtable, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. We've got like a month of just Madden. So
that's right. And you know, we had last week, and we got this week, we got next week. You know, people who have been asking, "Hey, what's going on with Press Row?" Well, here it is. We're doing our thing, and it's fun, and I'm glad
we're back.
We're back.
Yeah. All right, man. Take care. Thanks, everyone.
Good show, my friend.